Welcome to Terrace House Matcha, the podcast that spills the tea on BGND. Welcome, everyone. This week, or this Wednesday, I should say, we are covering the 96th week. Remain in the house to the end, and we are getting there, guys. Next week is actually going to be when we do episode 97 and the 98th week, and that's going to kind of wrap it up for Boys and Girls Next Door proper, which is just insane. Get into the movie after that, of course, and it's all happening so fast. But speaking of fast, I am really looking forward to this episode because we were left with a brutal cliffhanger just on Monday here with the penultimate confession of love between Ken and Michiko, and it looked like she was about to reject him. Is what Yama-chan is certainly hoping for, I can say. I think that's what's going to happen, but again, I'm just done giving predictions on what's going to happen in Terrace House because they will always throw you a curveball. But I have waited. I haven't seen this episode yet. I usually do like two episodes in a row just to give myself some extra free time, but this week I had to wait along with you guys, so I literally don't have any idea what's going to happen for sure because, of course, these are the first times I'm seeing these, but this whole last couple days, I've just been like mulling it over, like, man, that damn cliffhanger was so rough. So if you don't mind, I want to skip the TMI this week and just get right into the episode. So I've got my links up, got my English subs turned on. I'm ready to just see what happens. Remain in the house to the end, and we're getting there, guys. So let's do it. I'm going to count it down, and we're going to find out just because I'm so curious to see how this is going to go. And I think we're going to get right into it, hopefully, like they usually do. So we'll count it down. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, play. Konbanwa. Of course, we have to do the normal Terrace House intro here. And the recap, as they so graciously do for us. And Omikun is still out. He's on tour. He might be out the rest of the season. Do we get Maru-kun the rest of the time? I'm fine with that. Just depends on how long his tour is, I guess. The cliffhanger was rough. So desu ne. Man. See, sometimes she's like eager for it, and I just get the idea she wants to be with him or at least date him a little more. And then that conversation she had with Saina was just like full of doubt, you know? Seriously, dude, just stick it out. I think that's probably what everyone's going to say here, why this week is titled this. Yeah, seriously, we need you to clean. Yep. Man. And they won that game, too, and they won it. It wasn't a close match. It was a lopsided victory for Ken. Is it going to be 1-1 here, or is it going to be 2-0? I think everyone does. Right? Yo. So sure of himself. All right. See what happens. Oh, the bowing of the head. And oh, a smirk. Wow, really? Maybe that's making her nervous too. Like, if you guys don't even live within close proximity of each other, who wants a long distance relationship? It's like, I'm winning now. I can have a girlfriend now. Why would you lead with this? Wow. So formal and straight to the point. This is totally the letdown speech, right? Yep. Oh, whoa. Wow. This is why I don't predict Terrace House stuff. Wow. Are they gonna kiss? They're going to hold hands and seal the deal. She looks so sad, so concerned. Aww. Wow, Yama's going to have to apologize. Wow. The L word. Arigato. Aw. Oh my gosh. Dude. Oh, I'm happy for him. Wow. Oh, man. That's great. Are they going to cut away? Is there going to be any physical contact here? He's like, here's my hand. Oh! Whoa! Sorry, I did not know I was going to scream right there. And the hand! Wow! Sorry, guys. Mic check. Ripped your headphones. I literally was shocked there. In editing, I'll try and turn the volume down there, but oh man, it happened. It friggin' happened. And I'm hoping, I don't see any reason why they would leave the house. They know that there's only a few weeks left there. So they're going to stay. We're going to get some episodes with a couple. Wow. That was great. That was great. I don't know what else to say. I guess the pressure's on Daiki and Sane now. Are we going to get two couples? Here we go. Get ready for the eh? Dude. And he shaved the mustache. Oh. How's Ryoko going to react? This is going to be... No matter what you say, this is going to be awkward. It does not matter. Yeah, he needed to win to have a good day here, I feel. Because Polo is his number one priority. The formal announcement, the public announcement, their Facebook official. Is that still a thing? Whew. Oh, Maj Day. Yep. 2-for-2, 2-0. Wow. Wow. It's all about timing. Love is timing. That's funny. Huh. Yeah, like, I don't know. Is this kind of like the honeymoon? Like, is the expectation like they're going to, like, you know, get like intimate here soon? Probably. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. I guess there are no rules. But saying it, being like, feel free to use that room, it just makes it seem like, okay, well, now you guys are going to be coupling up. I mean, yeah, he's the man. I kissed her. We held hands. They both confessed to each other. Wow, even he didn't think it was going to go well. Oh, man. Great job, dude. Rieko seems fine, too. It's just not a thing at all. I guess enough time has passed. Wow. Also, Rieko isn't falling over herself to congratulate her, which she doesn't need to be. I like the bandana look, though. Wow. Slow clap for Kent and Ken. Rieko. Here we go. Hurry up with apologies. He had to anticipate her objections and get in front of them. Wow. They both have the same concerns. Means they're, you know, it's good to be worried about those kinds of things early on. It's healthy. Oh, totally. That's like what I'm thinking about. Yeah. Hopefully before then, you would think. They have another date coming up. Wow. Gorgeous sunset. 5 a.m.? Who is up now? Dang, girl. These bikinis ain't gonna design themselves. Oh, she's using the cup. Seriously. Is it just to say goodbye to him? Aw. Aw. Wow, I can't believe they kissed right away. Wow. It's the kind of thing you hope for, but you just never see. Or rarely see, right? Especially on Tara's house. Are they going to kiss here? They going to hug? Oh, come on. Are they going to kiss? No? Okay. Wow. That was really nice of her to wake up that early. I know she's got her own thing going too, but... What up, Dikey? I love that he's still involved in the show. What? I wonder if they ever worked together. Seriously, what do you do, man? Been squatting for 2 years. His reaction. Wow. Yeah, Daiki loves happening in the house, man. Ah, so. I'm feeling petty. No, he didn't. Poor Tetchon. Yeah, I mean, that's your hope now. What's up with this harmonica solo? I remember. He was the one. Oh, agreed. Yeah. Like Tony Danza at the end of Cheers. Sorry, that's a really old reference. Showing my age here. It's not sad. It's poignant. It's like poetic. It'll be a good bookend. No, keep asking him. Seriously, Tetchon. I mean, honestly, he tried. I give Tetchon like an A for effort here. He tried too hard for love. And it didn't work out with the heiress. She was fancy. But he definitely had a serious shot with her. There was, now that I'm thinking about it, that she really was into him for a time there. I mean, he's just going to ask her out on a date, right? Like, they already have plans, but they're probably just going to schedule it here, I would think. Once my legs are fixed. It's been decided, girl. I mean, after that last one he planned, he's got skills. Okay. Well, guess I'll scratch the back of my head, look, list slowly to the left, and leave awkwardly. And wave multiple times on my way out the door, 5 feet away. Okay? Come on, guys. You gotta make this happen for me. Gotta get together. Gotta fall in love. This is the only ending I will accept. Oh. Blunt. But he's a star, man. He did. Oh, damn. Yikes. Oh my gosh, the pressure's on. That guy just said it straight, though. Minced no words. See this big empty spot in the schedule? That means you're not in demand. Like, damn. Oh, no. The stress. Oh. TMI. Oh, shit. God, dude, go upstairs and sleep. He's having a rough go of it. This is not the ending I want for Tetchon. One of many. Togui! It was too cute.
What the fuck? Tori John's face! Oh, shit.
That's definitely going to be a screen cap for me. The expression from Georgia. Wow, what a moment. Aw. Nice. Wine? Champagne? Wine? Oh, great. Oh, it's for Santa. Okay. That's for them to enjoy. Whoa. I love you? Wow. Wow. He's really putting a lot of thought in this. Because it's got the words right on it. Wow. Wow. Next episode, please let that date happen. Yeah, you get the sense for that. Going to the panel? Yep. Seriously? Ugh. Looks like... Yeah, hopefully. Two pairs, one stomach ache. Seriously, where did he learn his game? He's got game. Wow, totally. They kissed. There's hand holding. He did. He put it all on himself. Yeah, for to sit there like that for a while doesn't seem comfortable. Oh, good shit. Good shit. Man, I love seeing. It's been so great. I just love seeing, like, pretty much the full panel there. You know, I mean, obviously with the Maruchan there, Marukun in the fifth seat, but you get the core there, right? You got Babazona, Tokui, Yu, Torii-chan, Yama. Ah, it's so good. Oh, I don't want to get too sad about the end coming up now, but we know it's coming, guys. We've known this whole time. Next week, can't believe it, is the final week of Boys and Girls Next Door, the actual episodes. Then we move on to the 2-hour movie. And wow, it's just happening so fast. It's crazy. What an episode this was. Totally unpredictable. The way they edited it, you know, with that cliffhanger, was totally making it look like it was going to be really bad, really awkward. I think I still stand by that. But they just had the same concerns. They just had to hash it out, you know, and they're very compatible because they're both have their job. They both want to focus on that and support each other and have that kind of relationship. And that's great. And they kissed right away. And then they held hands. And I was like, whoa, I was not expecting the kiss. This is some of the best banter between the panel of any Boys and Girls Next Door episode, I think, for me. It was really good. Wow, I don't know. It's just an awesome episode. And again, you know, Tae-chan, though, he kind of bore the brunt of the bad news that all that time and effort and everything he's putting into tumbling and acting there didn't really make an impression on the tastemakers or the big producers, the big, you know, the decision makers in the entertainment business. They didn't make a good impression on them. So that's why his calendar is completely blank from October on, which is not where you want to be when you're about to transition out of the reality show that made you famous, essentially, in Japan. So really, you know, he's going to have to make a quick recovery here if we're going to see it. And I really hope that happens for Tae-chan. Really pulling for him. Ryoko is just kind of riding it out, I guess. You know, it's kind of her gig now. Not much, you know, screen time this week. Maybe it'll change, but she's just kind of there. And now the big storyline, of course, you know. I wonder if they're probably going to wait. I don't know. We might see the date, like, next week. I don't know when they're going to do it. And the goodbye episode, I don't know how they're going to do it. But they have that date to go on. He has the wine, the kind of wine that a young person would give to an older person that says, I love you, with Cupid on the side. So looking forward to that. Yeah, it's just all happening so fast, man. These days, this whole year has gone by like a blur, I think. You know, I'm never gonna like be able to separate this show, doing this podcast with you guys, you know, from the COVID era, right? It started before COVID was a thing, but not long before. And then COVID became a thing. And I don't know. They're just kind of tied together forever, which is fine. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's just how it all played out. So anyways, guys, I'll get off here. I'm just kind of rambling now, but really looking forward to next Matcha Monday. We will see you there. And the name of that is going to be the 97th week leading actress. So we'll find out what that's all about. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next Matcha Monday. Love you guys. Bye.